horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Campfires throughout the western United States, cowboys still tell of the deeds of the mysterious phantom figure of the plains. Riding his great horse Silver and accompanied by his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of justice devoted his life to the fight against crime and criminals. And now, as Silver's hoofs thunder down the danger trail, adventure comes to life once more. The Lone Ranger rides again. As the Lone Ranger rode by on Silver, he said that a friend of his needed help. It was an important day in the town of Pendleton. Young Sandy Tyndale, recently released from jail, was expected on the stage, and a crowd had gathered to greet him. Among the people before the stage station was Sheriff Burt Gordon. He looked sharply around as though searching for someone he had expected to be present.
Curious. I figured he'd be about here somewheres.
Who are you watching for, Sheriff?
Dunno. That's the odd part of it, Steve. You wasn't here when Sandy Tyndale was captured and sent to jail for 2 years, was you?
Nope. I came here a year ago. I heard all about Sandy, though.
Sorriest thing I ever done was to help send him to jail. Sandy wasn't a bad sort. Just wild and carefree as a colt, that's all. Fact is, my daughter Lenore was right stuck on him.
Yeah? Well, Lenore's a fine girl. Ain't like her to judge a man wrong.
I don't figure she did. Sandy shot it out with an ornery polecat that tried to run a crooked game of poker, you see.
Is that what he went down for?
That's right. He shot and rid away. He was in hiding, you savvy?
Outlawed, eh?
Yeah, but a man with a white horse and a mask corralled him and fetched him in to square himself with the law.
For the reward money?
No, the masked hombre wouldn't take the reward. He said a lot of things to Sandy, though, about paying for what he'd done and going straight.
That sounds like good sense. Otherwise, Sandy might have been an outlaw all his life.
Nobody figured that Sandy'd get jailed at all. But we had a cantankerous coyote on the jury.
You needn't tell me the name, I can guess.
Yeah?
Banker Pottle. And he's coming down the road right now.
You're right. Most ornery cuss that ever drawed a breath.
Where's that stagecoach, Sheriff? Where is it?
You know as well as me, Pottle.
Abe Carter would have to be late today, just when he has a cash box aboard for my bank.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Well, it's nonetheless true. $5,000 in cash on board, and he has to turn up late. It's time there were some laws regarding stages. They ought to be made to run on time.
Why don't you speak to Congress about it? Maybe they'd fix up the weather so there wouldn't be no mud holes and fallen trees and things.
Poor attempt at being funny.
Oh, isn't any sign of the stage yet?
Oh, hello, Lenore, honey.
It's late.
Howdy, Miss Lenore.
Hello.
I suppose you still hold it against me for seeing young Tyndale get what he deserves.
I'm not interested enough in you, Mr. Pottle, to hold anything against you.
Not okay, Pottle. Tyndale got a raw deal, but he took it like a man, savvy? And the first hombre in this town that tries to throw it up at him, that he's been in jail, will have me to answer for.
Paul?
Yeah, honey?
You said you had a hunch the masked man that captured Sandy would be in town when the stage arrived.
Reckon I was wrong, honey, but I sort of figured he'd be here.
You told Sandy he'd see him when he come out of prison. Why, I guess I ought to thank that masked man, too. Now Sandy will be coming home. Otherwise, he might have been a real outlaw by this time.
As if he wasn't.
That'll do.
There comes the stage.
Oh, Paul, yeah,
the stage is in.
Come on, fellas. Let's give Sandy a welcome.
Hey, there ain't no one handling them horses.
What's the matter with the driver?
Something's wrong with Eve. Look at the clock in the bar.
Stop that stage and see if my money's aboard.
All right, boys. Stop those horses. Bring them up there, boys.
Come on, shot for Eve. Drill him dead center.
Hang on to them horses.
Where's Sandy?
Tyndale ain't aboard.
See if there's an iron box there.
Ain't nothing here. Been looted.
I've been robbed. My cash is stolen.
You shut up. Let's get down to the cases.
It's Sandy Tyndale. He was aboard and seen my cash and stole it.
That's not true. Sandy ain't a crook.
No telling what he is after 2 years in jail. He done this just for spite.
Bartle, if you don't shut up, I'll knock your mouth in.
Sheriff, one thing is certain. Abe is dead and the stage has been robbed.
Yeah.
The killer ain't dead. Why don't you go get him?
Sheriff, look at here.
What's that?
A spur. A fancy one at that. It was catched in the seat of the stage here.
Oh, Father, that spur.
Let me see it.
That proves my point. That's all that's needed. I know that spur.
I can't. I won't believe it.
You recognize this, honey?
Yes, it's one of the pair of fancy spurs that Sandy won at the rodeo, but he didn't rob the stage. He didn't kill the driver. He was coming home. Coming home to me, Paul. He wouldn't do this.
Man's dead cash is gone. Tyndale ain't here, and there's his spur. Now, Sheriff, you get him.
That's your Paul. Look yonder.
He did come. He was here. I knowed he'd show up. Now look at him travel.
The masked man.
He figures Sandy busted his word, and he's out hunting him. And he'll get him, too.
You gotta find my cage.
I gotta shut you up. And by gun, I'm going to do it.
The Lone Ranger had waited in town until the arrival of the stage. But when Sandy did not arrive, he raced from the station to his small camp in a grove of cottonwoods. There he met Tonto, his faithful Indian companion.
Oh, boy. You see, friend?
He wasn't on the stage, Tonto. The only one on board was the driver, and the driver was dead.
What happened?
Someone shot him. There was money on board, and it was stolen.
Friend do that?
I'm sure he didn't do it. But whoever robbed the stage saw that one of Sandy's spurs was left to fix the blame on him.
It's frame-up.
Yes.
Why you think friend not kill?
If he did, Tonto, I'm a poor judge of men. I stake almost everything on Sandy Tyndale.
Him in jail 2 years.
And I'm sure he's learned his lesson. Get your horse saddled.
White fella.
We're going to head east and try to find Sandy.
Uh-huh.
If he's guilty, he'll pay. We'll see to it that he gets the limit of the law. But if he isn't guilty, he'll need a friend.
That's right.
Because everyone's dead set against him. He'll never get to a trial. He'll be lynched.
Ready, my fella. Me, get him saddle ready.
As soon as you're cinched up, we'll start.
Ranger remembered that on the other occasion when Sandy had fled from the law, he had gone into hiding in a certain cave in a distant valley. Now with Tonto, the masked man headed for this same cave once more. The Lone Ranger and his loyal Indian friend reached the valley and approached the mouth of the cavern long after dark.
There's a light inside, Tonto.
And Tonto,
see him?
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait, Tonto.
Oh, we'll leave the horses here.
Somebody in cave.
I'm sure that's where we'll find Sandy. And in my mind, that will prove that he is not the killer.
Why? Why that?
If he were, he'd know that we'd come here to find him. It's the same hideout he used before.
Maybe him not think about us.
Yes, he did. I told him we'd be waiting in town for him when he came out of prison.
Why him not go to town?
Jail does things to men, Kimasabe. It changes them. Makes them feel ashamed to meet their friends.
That's right.
Quite possible that it's done something of that sort to Sandy. Perhaps when he had the chance to return to town, he didn't feel that he'd be welcome there. Quiet now. Sing. There he is.
We came to speak to you.
You? Gosh, I never expected to see you again.
I told you we'd be waiting for you in town.
Yeah, I know it, friend, but I didn't go to town.
Everyone expected you to arrive on the stage this afternoon.
I didn't board the stage.
Why?
Well, I sort of lost my nerve, I reckon. I can't go back there now.
You've aged a lot in 2 years, Sandy.
I reckon I growed up.
You knew that Lenore would be waiting for you?
I'd assume you didn't mention her. She's too fine a girl to waste her time on a convict.
She's still waiting. Why didn't you go on that stage?
Well, shucks, if Lenore never sees me anymore, she'll forget me and marry a man that's worthwhile. Me, I ain't no good.
That's wrong, Sandy. You made a mistake and you've paid for it. You paid in full and you're square with the world.
No home, no money. Nothing I can do.
You can do what any other man in this country can.
With a jail record behind me?
Yes.
And that ornery coyote banker Pottle again me?
Why are you letting a man like him interfere with your success?
He's rich.
And Nora doesn't care about money.
Well, I ain't going to spoil the life of the finest woman in the world, and that's that.
By the way, Sandy, where are the silver spurs you won at that rodeo?
Gosh, I don't know. I ain't seen them in a long time. I reckon the last time I had them was before I got into trouble.
Where did you leave them?
Left them with what other stuff I had, in that old shack where I was living.
Sandy, you're going to town with us.
Sorry, mister, but I ain't doing no such thing.
Where's your gun?
I ain't got no gun. That's just it. Don't you see, I ain't nothing at all. They took everything I had when I went to jail. And what was left in my old shack is likely cleaned out of prowlers by this time.
I'll tell you why you're going to town with me. There was some of Banker Pottle's money on that stage that you were supposed to be on.
Yeah?
The money was stolen.
Stolen? And I suppose they suspect me.
They do.
And they'll frame me for it. Don't you see? What chance would I have with my record?
The driver of the stage was killed.
Then it's the hangman's rope if they get me.
Possibly.
And you want me to go back?
You're going back. If you're innocent, you'll have to prove it.
I listened to you once before. I went back and they sent me down for 2 years. They ruined my life. They took all I had. Now look at me. I ain't nothing.
You're going back.
I ain't. You can't make me go back.
Come, Tonto. Get our horses. We'll have to take Sandy with us.
Me get him, boy.
My back was turned, Sandy. Why didn't you get a gun on me?
I told you I didn't have no gun.
Then that's one thing more to convince me that you did not rob that stage.
I told you I didn't, but I can't prove it. Who'd believe me?
We'll find out who'll believe you. You see, one of the spurs I asked you about was put on the stage to pin the blame on you.
Then they're sure to hang me. They won't even give me a trial. They'll lynch me.
Come on. Tonto's bringing the horses.
No. Now look here. I ain't a chance.
Come.
Won't you give me no chance at all? It's the same as murdering me to take me back.
You're going to go back to town with us and clear your name.
But I tell
you
that...
Will you come of your own accord, or shall I put a rope on you?
Here. All right. Well, I ain't no choice, mister. I'll go.
Curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, the stage that was expected to bring Sandy Tindy, after a 2-year term in prison for a youthful escapade, arrived empty. The driver murdered, money consigned to the bank, stolen. A fancy spur, known to belong to Sandy, was found caught in the stage, and Banker Pottle accused the absent Sandy of the theft. The Lone Ranger found Sandy hiding in a cave, and forced him to return to town. As our second act opens, we see the masked man and Sandy Tyndale riding through the night toward Pendleton.
I'll give you my word, Sandy. They'll not lynch you.
I don't know how you can stop them.
By letting you escape.
By the time they get a lynch mob formed, it'll be too late to try and escape. I ain't even got a horse.
If you're innocent, you've nothing to worry about.
You don't know what Pottle is like.
I want to find out. I want to know more about that man.
Well, he's bound and determined that I ain't going to get to marry Lenore.
What?
He's been trying for years to get her to marry him. The old coyote. He's old enough to be her paw.
I didn't know he had that sort of idea.
Well, he has. And the chances are Lenore would have been better off to marry him. He's got plenty of cash. He could give her everything that money would buy.
So that was his main purpose in insisting that the jury send you to jail.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's the case. That's why I'm sure to be blamed for the robbery.
Why?
Folks all know I had reason to bear a grudge against Pottle. If it wasn't for him, I'd been let go free. They'll figure I stole his cash just to get even.
And that, with a spur, makes a pretty strong case against you, Sandy.
Sure it does.
Unless...
Unless what?
Unless we can find the real thief.
Shucks, there ain't a chance. He's covered his tracks too well. Folks will lynch me before they bother to hunt for anyone else.
We'll camp outside the town tonight. You stay in the camp with Tonto.
What are you going to do?
See what I can learn about the case against you.
Oh, shucks, what's the use? Why don't you just let me go and save yourself a lot of bother?
Because, Sandy, I believe you're innocent. Come on there, Silver.
Ranger left Sandy and Tonto in camp, then proceeded into town alone. In the meantime, Pottle, the banker, had called in the sheriff. Pottle was in an unpleasant frame of mind.
I don't like your attitude on this thing, Sheriff. What's more, I'm going to see that you get called to account for hitting me.
Save your wind, Pottle. Maybe you can bulldoze other folks around town, but you can't get away with your high-handed ways with me.
No? Well, we'll see about that. What have you done about forming a posse?
I ain't formed one.
What have you done about searching for Sandy Tyndale?
What I do about my office ain't none of your affair. You run your bank. I'll run my office.
So that's the way you feel about it?
That's just how I feel about it. And you can like it or lump it.
Well, I don't like it. You're showing partiality, that's what you're doing. Just because your daughter's in love with Tyndale, you're willing to let him get away with murder.
That murder ain't going to be got away with, Pottle. The killer will hang for it. Just as soon as I'm convinced who done it.
What's that? Who done it? I'm telling you who done it. Sandy Tyndale done it. There's no end of proof.
Yeah? Well, just what's that proof consist of?
His spur.
Mm-hmm. Granting he had his spurs on when he left the prison. I'm expecting the deputy here most any minute now, and he'll tell me all about that.
What do you mean?
Reckon you heard me, Pottle.
Well, you ain't heard the last of me. You do your duty as you should, or I'll make this county too hot to hold you.
I'm going to try and do my duty, Pottle, as I should. Now, good night to you.
Dad ratted old cuss.
Mr. Pottle?
Huh? Oh, you, Lenore.
Don't let Paul know I slipped out the back door. I want to speak to you.
What is it, Lenore?
Well, I don't know how to begin.
Well, just state what's on your mind.
You've been asking me to marry you.
Well, that offer still holds good, Lenore. I know I'm older than you, but I'm settled. What's more, I got plenty of cash.
I know.
I'll give you a fine home, good clothes, the best of everything.
Well, I would marry you, Mr. Pottle, if you'd leave Sandy Tyndale alone.
What?
I know Sandy didn't rob that safe. He couldn't do a thing like that. He couldn't kill a man.
That's a woman's notion.
It's true. He was a murderer, a thief. Do you think I'd marry you just to save him?
My money might have something to do with it.
If I wanted your money, I'd have married you before this. I don't want money. I want Stanley to be left alone. He didn't come back here because he's forgotten about me. Well, if he wants to forget it, he may, but I don't want him hanged. He will hang if he's found.
He'll be found and hanged if it takes every dime I got. So now you'd marry me, huh? Now, when by doing it, you can save Tyndale's life.
No. No, Mr. Pottle, I thought I could, but I can't. I couldn't marry you, not even to save his life.
Save his life? I'll spend all I got to see him hang. Carter, that's you? What are you coming here for, Martin? Something to tell you. It's important.
Well?
We got to do something. I just learned that a deputy is heading this way for the sheriff.
Yeah?
That spur was a bad idea.
Why?
The warden over at the prison told the deputy that Tyndale didn't have them spurs with him.
I didn't figure on the sheriff checking like that. Martin, the only way is to locate Tyndale and get a mob to lynch him.
Bartle did not know that the Lone Ranger was nearby listening. When the masked man had the information he needed, he mounted Silver and urged the great horse toward his camp, while a plan formed in his mind. As he entered camp, he shouted to Tonto and Sandy.
Come on, Tonto, Sandy, come with me and hurry.
What's the matter?
Follow me.
What's happened?
You're going to the sheriff's house, then to Banker Pottle's.
And hang.
And take a chance on being free.
But I...
Listen to me. Do you know that Lenora told Pottle that she'd marry him?
Well, that's her privilege. Just as well, I didn't plan to go back and hope to marry her.
She's willing to marry him to save you. He tried to get his promise to give up the search for you.
What?
That girl begged Pottle to leave you alone. Begged him to take her instead of you.
Lenore done that.
Yes. She doesn't care what the future holds for her. Without you, she has no future. For 2 years, she's been waiting for you to come back. You didn't come. She doesn't think you're a murderer and a thief. She thinks that you've forgotten her.
Then she...
That girl loves you.
Then I...
Now, come on. I'll tell you what to do. I'll show you how to find the real thief. Hi-yo, Tim!
Late that night, while Pottle was sleeping, stealthy footsteps could be heard making their way through his house. Finally, they paused beside the banker's bed. Pottle awakened suddenly and saw revealed by the light of a lamp the figure of the Lone Ranger.
Wake up!
What's this mean? Who are you?
Get up.
Is this a robbery? What's the idea?
You'll find out. Come into the other room. The sheriff is here to speak to you.
The sheriff?
Yes. Come on into the other room. Open that door.
All right. Stop stuffing me.
Well, Mr. Pottle.
Have you got Tyndale yet? What's this masked man working with you for? What's this mean?
Now, take it easy, Pottle. I reckon I got some right good news for you.
Well?
We got Sandy Tyndale.
You got him?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Where is he?
Right outside. I suppose you will want to have a talk with him, won't you?
Yes. Yes, fetch him in. But who is this man?
He's a sort of a special deputy, that's all. His pard's holding Tyndale.
Bring him in, Tonto.
Well, it's been some time since we've seen each other, Pottle.
You murdering thief.
I reckon there's a right strong case against me, ain't there?
You will hang. That's what you'll do.
But look here, Pottle. I gave the sheriff back part of the cash.
What?
Yeah, he had the box and some of the cash. I put it on the floor there.
I didn't kill the man, but I guess ain't no use my trying to make anyone believe that.
No use at all. Pottle, he tells the thinnest yarns you ever heard.
You shouldn't get back any of the money. I'm sorry to see Tyndale get caught. Why don't you let him tell his story, Pottle?
What's his story? Where's the rest of the cash?
Listen, Mr. Pottle, you gotta believe me. I met a man and he gave me that box and a couple $1,000 in it. He said not to mention where I got it from. I didn't know it was stolen. I didn't know I was even suspected of a thief until I come to town.
Who gave it to you?
I don't know who it was.
That story's too thin.
That's about what I thought, Pottle. He's probably got the rest hid somewhere.
Take him to the jail. Lock him up. Hold him for killing the stage driver. I'll see him hang.
Coming with us, Pottle?
No, I reckon I'll turn in. Have a busy day tomorrow.
Come on, then, Tyndale.
To jail with you.
Shortly after the men had left, Pottle hurried from his house and went straight to a shack. Without pausing, he burst through the door and roughly awakened his henchmen.
Wake up! Wake up, you double-crossing, sneaking thief, you!
What's the matter?
Where's my money?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on! You know all right. You stole it from the house. Then gave the box and some of the cash to Tyndale, knowing I couldn't say anything about the rest of it. You figured you'd get away with the rest.
You crazy loco. I never done no such thing.
I won't stand for your lying. You'll hand over my cash or I'll tell the law on you. I'll tell them who killed that man and who planted Tyndale's old spur in the stage.
Why, you...
Where's that money?
I ain't got it. You listen to me. You start trying to squeal on me and see where it gets you. I'll tell who hired me to rob the stage and frame Sandy. I'll tell them that the cash was in your house all the time you was raising Cain about it being stolen.
Now, who'd believe you against me?
I'd find someone. The sheriff ain't a fool. He knows the sort of onerous snake you are.
All right, then. I'll handle it my way. Give me that cash or I'll drill you right here.
You don't dare.
Don't I? I can find someone to blame for murdering you, you double-crossing rat. You come to meet me when I was at the girl's place with some sort of yarn about the spur story not being believed. I savvy it now. You just tried to make me think I was in danger so I wouldn't make too much fuss about the cash you stole.
I never touched your money after I brought it to you.
Give me that cash or I'll shoot.
I ain't got it, I tell you.
Quit,
Puddle. Don't, you're wrong. It's a mistake.
Drop the gun.
What, Ward?
Drop it, Puddle. You're covered.
You again?
We're all here, Puddle, to hear the confession.
Tyndale.
I reckoned we'd get you before morning. You're the man. Said the killer of the stage driver had to hang, ain't you?
I didn't do it.
He hired it, son. He's as much to blame as I am.
We'll settle that in court. And I don't reckon there'll be many men in your favor on that jury, Puddle. Come on, Sandy. We'll take these two to jail, and then I reckon Lenore will be waiting up to see us.
Gosh, I don't know what I ever done to deserve friends like I got.
Come on, Silver, old boy! There's a fencer on the trail ahead! We've got to meet Tonto! Harold Silver!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.